Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Many of us refer to these things we're about to talk about as granny trolleys, but a new generation of younger shoppers are discovering the joy, the convenience, the retro chic of these long shopping bags on wheels. And for more on this trend, I'm joined by retail consultant Barry Savage. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire. How are you today?
I'm very well. I'm delighted about this because I wanted to buy one of these a few years ago, but my children stopped me and they will not stop me now because they're back.
I thought you had one.
Back on trend. I should have one. Will you just describe, because I want to make sure people know exactly what we're talking about here. Describe it for us.
Yeah, well, basically what it is, Claire, it's like a large shopping sort of a basket or a container on wheels. Now, you can have it on two wheels or you can have it on four wheels. The two-wheel one is sort of generally dragged behind you. And the four-wheel one is on these swivelly wheels that you push in front. A bit like the suitcases that you'd have in the airport.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you have, isn't it?
Oh, that's the one I have. Claire, is I have a foldy-uppy one, which I put into the back of my EV, which we're talking about earlier. It's not a chargeable one, but there are chargeable ones as well that are battery operated that will give you a bit of a boost when you're going up the hill or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can press a handle on it. But there are various different styles. And that's basically what they are. It's a huge convenience.
And in your experience in the retail industry, traditionally they might have been used by older people. That's why they have this awful pejorative name of granny trolley, don't they?
Dreadful name on it, yeah. And in the States, they're called a granny cart. You know, you go to get your granny cart and go down to the store with it. Yep, absolutely. It's a dreadful pejorative term, so it is. But that's changing as well. The only people you would have seen would be generally older people, men and women. But indeed, you'd see them down around the forecourts in Dublin. You'd see, like, our learned friends pushing their documents around them.
Yeah.
So it's not just grannies and barristers that are using them.
They make such sense. They make such logical sense. If you think about it for a second, who wants to be throwing the bag up on your shoulder? I mean, we have our physiotherapist in here with us telling us how bad that is for us when you can pull your groceries behind you.
Absolutely. You see, this is the thing. And this is one of the reasons why younger people, I think, are using them now as well. Because, younger people would look at the evidence, and the evidence is, as you said, they're sustainable, they're environmentally friendly, they're very, very good for your back and shoulders. They get you walking straighter when you're pushing them or pulling them, and it gets you out of the house, and it gets you, it's a much more sociable thing. There should be a grant, sir, there should be,
for
people to use them.
In London, of course, and you've worked in London retail as well, the trendy people have been using them for years there, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You see, my first many, many years ago, my training, Claire, up in Sainsbury's in North London, in Islington. And it was just around the time that Islington was becoming very, very trendy.
Mm-hmm.
That's naturally because why I was living there. But you see this, and there was a new store opening, one of these huge big stores that opened. I was involved in the fit out of the store, but I used to love actually spending time in the shop floor, and that was one of the first time you'd see people coming in. But also, I've never seen anything like it. I was used to seeing the older granny type trolleys or older people pushing them around Dublin, but you see absolutely young trendy people with tattoos and all, and even had tattoos on the carts, on the trolley carts as well. All sorts of really very well accessorised.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of them with political slogans on them.
Yeah, so they're personalised, they're fashionable.
Absolutely.
I mean, Gucci are rolling one out now, if you'll pardon the pun, aren't they?
They certainly are. Gucci have one out, and and Chanel have one out. Chanel have just launched a quilted one, leather trolley. Which is, I mean, it costs something like 6,000 or 7,000 euro or something. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't be advocating that. And Loboten even has a special edition one out as well,
mm-hmm.
Probably with a red bottom on it. But anyway, that's where it's got to. But they are becoming, well, as I say, I think it's the environmental aspect of them as well, the fact that they're sustained. But you don't have to use bags or anything. Push it down to your local store.
People put all sorts of things in them, don't they, though?
Oh, sure. Look at Claire. But this is the thing. I remember, again, getting back to my time in London. Security came to me in the shop floor one day and said there was a man in the store and he was balancing his shopping basket on top of the trolley. And every now and again, he actually had a packet of sausages. And there was no word of a lie. A packet of sausages in the basket. And he'd open the packet, lift up the lid of the trolley and throw it into the cart. I said, what the hell is going on here? I'm telling you. What the hell is going on? So security wanted to have him barred. And I said, no, look, leave it to me. I'll go over to him. So I went over and said, excuse me, sir. He goes, yes. He says, I just saw you with the sausages there and you're throwing them into the cart. I said, you know, you may get yourself into trouble doing this. Oh, he says, just have a look. So he lifted up the lid. And I swear to God, on the bottom of the trolley was an adorable little white Yorkshire terrier.
Was it that little if he was feeding it sausages?
Yes, feeding sausages. He says, this is Twinkle. I said, oh, Twinkle. He said, well, my name is Barry. He said, all right, Baz. He said, meet Twinkle.
Right.
And I said, oh, hello, Twinkle. How are you doing? So, and at the back of the toy, he said, the dog all right there at the bottom of that cart? Oh, he says, look at the back there, Baz. And he said, there was a grill on the back of the trolley where air could get into the dog.
Lovely.
So he gets, and he said, you know, he says, I'll get out of the house. He says, here in Northland, and I live in Northland. I get out of the house. I said, I do my shopping. It gets me down to the shop. He says, really nice to meet you, Baz. He said, you're not going to bomb me, are you? I said, I won't. No, I won't.
But sure, he wasn't stealing. Well, he was planning on paying for the sausages, was he?
Oh, yeah, no, he paid. Oh, absolutely. He go to the checkout.
With the empty packet.
For the empty packet.
Yeah.
And he said, his name, I always remember him. I often wonder what happened to him. You know, his name was Nigel. Now, not your friend Nigel, a different Nigel.
Not Nigel Farage. It wasn't Nigel Farage.
Nigel Farage wouldn't be feeding his sausages anyway. But he, so that was one use for us. But it got this particular man, got Nigel out of the house. And I got to know him over the time I was there. And he went everywhere with his cart, with Twinkle in the bottom.
Well, listen, I think it makes great sense. We want people to shop absolutely local. We want people to leave the car behind. So, you know, this is the solution, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It totally is. And, you know, as I said, you start off saying the old pejorative term is a granny cart. I mean, you know, if you go to the airport and look at the lovely flat terrazzo floors that they have in the airport and the trolleys that you just give a little nudge to, and it glides majestically over the floor like a gazelle in the Serengeti. Well, it'd be the same thing in supermarkets, have the same floors. The trolleys are the engineering aspects of the trolleys now are nearly like the suitcase. They're really hard, really easy to push. Everybody's using them. Why not?
Exactly. Well, I'm going to tell my children now they need to get over themselves, because they did stop me from buying one a few years ago. And they were very young at the time. I was surprised at their prejudices, but they said that they were for old people.
No, don't mind them, Claire. Don't mind. You tell them if they don't show up, you put one of them in the trolley and feed them sausages.
Well, listen, there's another thing I want to ask you about, because your story about Twinkle put this in mind. If you go into a supermarket, are you allowed to put your groceries into the trolley before you pay for them? So instead of taking one of their little baskets, or is that frowned upon?
No, it used to be frowned upon, but as long as you take them out of the trolley and pay for them, that's the main thing. When you're going through the chicken, don't believe them, and don't take Twinkle out and put him up on the belt either.
Yeah, so, don't feed Twinkle.
No, you can't. Since the reusable bags came in, Claire, you know, a lot of people are doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I used to see a huge amount of people doing that.
All right. Well, listen, I have so many listeners who use them and absolutely love them. A listener from a small town in Spain, every single household has a granny-type shopping trolley. People still do their grocery
shopping.
A senorita
trolley. Don't be minding the granny.
There you go. you can shop by going from shop to shop instead of one big supermarket, because it would be physically impossible to manage otherwise. Another one, I've had a two-wheel flame red trolley for the last 8 years. I don't drive, it goes everywhere with me.
Absolutely.
Colette bought one for her 30-year-old daughter. It has special wheels that navigate stairs. She lives 88 steps up to her apartment and there's no lift. There you go. You see.
Well, there you go. I mean, look, it's a no-brainer. So it is. I mean, it really is. And I mean, they're, as I say, and they're not hugely expensive either.
Well, you can go for the Gucci one if you want, or you can get one for a lot less.
a huge amount. You get a really good one around 100 euros. So you really, if you want to, and you can accessorize it yourself. Put your bow on it, put your brand on it, or put your name on it, or whatever.
Or put your dog in it.
Exactly.
Barry, lovely to talk to you as always. That's Barry Savage.
Lovely to talk to you, Claire, and let's get trolleyed.
Listen, let's get trolleyed. I'm going to send you a picture of my trolley when I get one, which will be very soon, because you've convinced me now.
Do that, sitting in there now, hunched over that desk all day. You don't be doing that. Get out and push your trolley.
Thanks so much, Barry. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.